Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. Today, my very special guest is Joel Gossett, and Joel is the artistic director of the brand new Circle Players in El Cajon, and he's here today to talk about their upcoming production called Cafe Murder, a dinner murder mystery. Joel, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Miriam.
So, tell us about Cafe Murder. First of all, when and where is the production?
Well, Cafe Murder will be held at Richardson Hall in El Cajon. It's on Farragut Circle, 551 Farragut Circle. It's across the street from the Presbyterian Church that's in the middle of the circle. And it's going to be produced on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, with Friday and Saturday nights being at 7 p.m. and the Sunday, the 3rd, being at 2 p.m.
Give us a little sneak preview of what Cafe Murder will be like for the guests who attend.
Well, as guests arrive, they'll be escorted to their table in Cafe Murder. They will be seated at the table either in groups that they've chosen or with complete strangers, and that's part of the fun of it is fellowshipping yeah. with other theater goers. Mm-hmm. They'll be served a dinner, a full meal. Even the Sunday will be the full meal. And as they're finishing up the dinner, a party arrives late. It's Rosemary St. John, who is celebrating her birthday, and her four sisters arrive. And there's some conflict because they have arrived late for the dinner. Mm-hmm. And the audience then witnesses the interaction between the five sisters and the staff of Cafe Murder. And in amongst that, a crime is committed.
And so the audience becomes the witnesses to the murder?
In some respects, they don't actually see what happens, mm-hmm. but they might hear what happens.
So they have evidence of the crime.
They have evidence of the crime, and a detective arrives and presents some more evidence. And then it's realized that the detective herself has had some dealings with the victim.
Uh-oh.
And might not be objective as she should be. So therefore,
the plot thickens.
The plot does thicken. Therefore, the only witnesses, the only objective investigators to this crime are the audience themselves. And at this point, the audience has the opportunity to question all of the suspects.
There you go. You can channel your inner detective listeners if you come and help solve the crime.
Right. So the audience members will get a chance to ask three questions of each of the suspects. The suspects will rotate between the tables. They'll have 3 minutes to ask three questions. And at the end of that, the audience members get to vote on who they think committed the crime.
Marvelous. And I understand there's a prize for the winner, or at least a drawing.
There will be a drawing of those who guessed correctly, and then those names will be drawn out of a hat, and they will win a prize.
Very good. And we should add the tagline for Cafe Murder is where everyone has a motive and everyone is a suspect.
I think by the end of the audience seeing Rosemary St. John, they themselves would have a motive.
Okay, well, I'm certainly looking forward to learning more about that. Now, Circle Players is a brand new theater group here in East County. Joel, can you give us a little background about how that all came about and what the Circle Players are all about?
Why, certainly. Through the Presbyterian Church of El Cajon, we have a program called Neighbor to Neighbor. It's where we outreach to the community to provide resources to the community. Mm-hmm. We help out a group called Reality Changers, which is helping young people get into college.
Very good.
We have, in partnership with St. Albans Church, a community garden where people can actually grow in our garden plots.
I've seen that. I actually came out and covered the grand opening of that. That was a wonderful project.
And we have other projects, city beautification projects and things like that. So the Circle Players was a dream of mine, and I proposed it, and we mm-hmm. got approval. And so this is a community theater outreach where it is actually members of the community that are putting on this play.
Yeah, where do you get the players from? Are they church members or other members in the broader community?
It's mostly members of the broader community. I don't exclude church members from auditioning. Mm-hmm. So it's a good mix. And this is an opportunity for not only actors, but technicians, lighting technicians, sound technicians, others that want to practice their stagecraft.
Good point. Great place to get some experience.
Absolutely. And, of course, a great outreach for the community members who love watching plays.
Absolutely. I'm certainly looking forward to that. In the future, what other kinds of productions do you plan to do? Will there be more murder mysteries? Will there be other kinds of dramas or comedies? What can we expect?
We're projecting and planning, and we're just in the planning stages right now, to have two other productions this year. One, a staged reading of a drama, so it won't be acted out. It's where the audience will have to use their imagination of what's going on. There will be a narrator, but it is a drama, some light comedy in it, but a drama. And then in the fall, perhaps another murder mystery, and one that I'm looking at has a Western theme.
Ooh.
Where the audience will be transported, or the audience will be attending a dude ranch, and the audience members will be encouraged to dress as if they are at a dude ranch.
Well, that sounds like fun, and it sounds like something that would be pretty popular out here in East County.
I'm sure everybody has Western something background that they could wear.
You think a cowboy hat or some boots tucked away in the closet there?
Absolutely.
Very good. Now, where can people get more information about tickets or get reservations?
Well, for more information or for tickets, they can call area code 619-442-2583. And that's the main number to our church, and they will take care of it themselves or refer you to someone else. Or you can email to firstpresec, and I'll spell that, firstpresec, at sbcglobal.net.
And listeners, if you didn't catch all of that, don't worry. You can just go to eastcountymagazine.org and click on our calendar or our arts and music section, and we will also have all that information there for you. We have been speaking with Joel Gossett, the artistic director of the brand new Circle Players in El Cajon, about their upcoming production May 1st through 3rd of Cafe Murder. Joel, thank you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ.
Thank you very much.